It's time for Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.
Well, good morning and welcome to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. Today we are getting an update on development projects in Tuolumne Counties and other items with the Community Development Department. We're joined in studio by Quincy Yaley, Tuolumne County Community Development Director. Director Yaley, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thanks for having me, BJ.
So what are you noticing right now when it comes to building permits being taken out in Tuolumne County? Is it busy or is it quiet?
It is definitely not quiet. We are as busy as ever, if not more so. May have thought that things would have slowed down last year in 2020 with stay-at-home orders, but in fact, things ramped up. We've had record numbers of building permit submittals, building inspections, as well as permits pulled from our Environmental Health Division. Land use planning, those are our conditional use permits, subdivisions, site development permits, is a little slower right now, but we do get a seasonal uptick in that, and that is happening right now. So the county is really busy, and one of the things we're looking forward to help with the level of permits that we're getting is doing some more streamlining. And that's going to come with the implementation of a new online permitting system that the county is invested in across all departments. It's called OpenGov, and we're working with the county administrator's office and IT to implement a way for property owners and builders, developers, architects to submit their plans fully online. And then we'll go through an online review process where plans examiners and other staff members will be able to mark up on screens. So there'll be more real-time review, real-time commenting between the public and the inspector, the plans examiners. And we're hoping that will lead to faster turnaround times.
What is the current status quo? How do you come in and get a building permit?
So right now you come in and you drop off a huge stack of papers, and we physically move that paper through our office through the different individuals who need to look at that. And so what'll happen in the new system is it'll go out for concurrent review. So you'll submit it to the county, and then electronically it will go to each individual department that needs to review it, such as Public Works or Fire, Environmental Health, or Land Use and Planning. And so we'll be able to do concurrent reviews rather than sequential, which will help speed up the process.
And how soon do you think that'll take place?
We're hoping that we're going to go live this fall. First, we're going to be doing some in-house training to make sure that our staff is ready and able to handle the new system. And then we will be certainly putting out trainings to the public so that people who are routinely come into our department can learn how to use our new system. We'll also have in our office, once we go live with this new system, a kiosk where if you come in with your paper plans, and there'll be staff members there and a system there to help input that into the digital process. So you won't be turned away if you show up with paper. We will have a methodology to then put you into our new system so that you can benefit from the expedited review as well.
Going high-tech in Tuolumne County.
It's a big, exciting move for us. It partners with something else we just did in our department last year, which was we scanned all of the paper on the fourth floor of our building. And so now we can, instead of having roomfuls of filing cabinets, it's all stored in a much more accessible manner for the staff members to get to it faster. And we are seeing that payoff in providing information to the public in a more timely manner.
Are you noticing many new home permits being taken out, or is it primarily like renovations?
It's all of it. It's been decks. It's been new homes more so than we've had in the last years. We are seeing also new permits for accessory dwelling units, which is really exciting because we did just pass an ordinance earlier this year on that. So it's all manner of permits that people are coming in for.
What would you say are some of the biggest development projects right now going through the review process in Tuolumne County?
We have a couple of really big projects that I'm happy to have an opportunity to talk about with the public. We're doing an outdoor equipment storage project at the intersection of Highway 108 and High School Road. Also have a subdivision that's for larger lots that are several acres in size off of Ferretti Road, east of the airport, that we're processing right now. Another thing that we're working on is the building permits for the Stone Mill Center. I know people have seen a lot of activity in that area, and we have gotten a lot of questions about it. And I just want to make sure that the public understands that that project, while it can go to construction, cannot be occupied until the road improvements that are planned at the intersection of Highway 49 and Parrott's Ferry Road are completed. So our staff is very aware of the requirements that that project needs to meet with respect to not just access and traffic, but also signage and design. And we are monitoring that very frequently. So you may see activity in that area, but they will not be able to occupy that building until those road improvements happen. A couple other projects is we have a project that's been in the works for over 10 years at the corner of 108 and 120 at the Yosemite Junction area. It includes housing, recreational facilities, a visitor center, and we may see a resubmittal of that project. We've been working with the developer for a number of years to repackage that project. We also have three affordable housing projects that we're trying to bring in the door. We're in a pre-application phase with those property owners and those developers, but we are very excited that we may be able to put together three affordable housing projects in the county in the next few years.
And then the general plan update, is that now officially in place in Tuolumne County?
General plan update is officially in place, and we're working on all of the requirements that we need to fulfill that were outlined in that plan.
I know there's going to be a meeting coming up next week regarding the Tuolumne County Climate Action Plan. Does that tie in to the general plan?
Sure. That was a requirement of our general plan update. And a climate action plan looks at three different things. One is it does an inventory of greenhouse gases. It looks at identifying mitigation measures that development projects can add on to their project to reduce their impact on climate change. And we're also doing a vulnerability assessment where we can look at the impacts that climate change may have on our county, such as extreme heat, flooding, or wildfires, and identify measures we can implement as a county to try to reduce the impact of those changes.
So when is the meeting coming up?
Meeting's Tuesday, May 25th. It's from 6 to 7:30 p.m. We do ask that individuals register for this meeting. And so if you go to the county's homepage, in the search bar, you can just type in climate action plan. It'll take you to that specific page. And there's information there on all of our past meetings that we've had. Documents are there. And you can also register there. If you're not able to do that online and you need assistance, please contact me. My direct line is 533-5961.
So the meeting coming up next week, is it more kind of an informational meeting or is it time to go and give input?
It's definitely time for input. This is our third and final community workshop that we're having. And the topic that this workshop will cover is those mitigation measures. What could development projects add on to their layout, to their operations, to reduce the impacts of climate change from, you know, mostly vehicles that are traveling to and from their site? And so this is when we have a consultant assisting us, and they'll be presenting some ideas on what could be implemented on development projects. But we're really looking for the public to also either provide feedback on those. Hey, that's a great idea, or that's a terrible idea. Or maybe there's other things that could work for our local community to reduce the impact of climate change. So it's interactive, and it's not just sit and observe. We really need and want the public involved in this.
So this is a third and final meeting. Have you received much input to this point from the community?
We have. We've had, on the previous two workshops, we've had as many as 80 individuals participating, which has just been fantastic. And I think that maybe that's one of the benefits of doing all these meetings Zooms on a Zoom or a web platform, is we are able to reach a wider audience. We've had a lot of interest and input into the process. And once we finish this workshop, the next steps will be to develop to finalize the plan. We've been developing it as we go along this process. But we'll finalize the plan, and then that will go out for public comment. So this won't be approved, or this won't be going to the board for a decision until late fall.
And then are there other things related to the general plan that'll be coming up down the road here?
Yeah, one of the other things we're working on is an update of our ordinance code. The general plan also directed the county to look at ways to streamline development and provide incentives for individuals to construct housing. And so we are working through an ordinance code update, looking at things such as, like I said, our housing, streamlining how we construct housing or permit housing, as well as things like our wireless ordinance, looking at the process for the siting and construction of wireless towers, whether they be cellular or internet.
Need to take a break. We're talking with Quincy Yaley, who is the Community Development Director for Tuolumne County. On this weekend's Motherlode Views, I'm BJ Hansen, your host. Programming note, next week on Motherlode Views, we're going to be focusing on Tuolumne County's recreation programs as well as library services. We'll be joined by Eric Aiken, who leads those efforts in Tuolumne County. He's our guest next week on Motherlode Views. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. Our second segment is coming up in just a minute.